First, to our friend on the left, shall we say, should criminal profiling be used to identify potential Muslim terrorists? Clinton.
Well, thank you, David. And just to let you know, it's Clinton.
Clinton.
Yes.
But well, I'm sorry.
And we've
and it's
known you for so long, I can't believe you got your name right.
Happens all the time. Just wanted to let you know. I think that you have to have a common sense approach here. You're not going to assume that just because somebody is a Muslim that they're necessarily going to be a terrorist threat, but you have to have some common sense, and you have to be looking for certain characteristics. We know that typically when you have these types of terrorist attacks, they're coming from people of a certain age, usually men, not always, and there are other characteristics that can be identified as well. So I think if you're going to have a common sense approach to this, you can't have a one size fits all. You do have to look at everybody individually, but you also have to provide scrutiny in areas where you know that more scrutiny is warranted.